G'day punters, and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, August 10. John Barker joining you along with Joel Marshall and Daniel Nuttall. And it is fairly cold in southern Australia this weekend. In fact, the forecast is very dire, a bit of an Arctic blast late in the winter. But the first green shoots of spring, Daniel, visible with a couple of group sprints. And a few decent horses coming back this weekend.
Absolutely, and you know, obviously Elise, the superstar, returns in Sydney, but Melbourne, that Ori Star, Group 3 down the straight, is a terrific race. Of course, you as we have every year, you've got the rock hard fit sprinters coming up against the group class horses returning, you know, Iconoclasm, Mahood, Seabirds, types like that. So it'll be an interesting race, and yeah, looking forward to Sydney as well. I think it's a very good betting day as well all around in Australia, so very keen to get stuck in.
And Joel, we mentioned the Missile, which is the Group 2 race in Sydney, and the return of Elise. She'll be very short in that five horse field, although you've got La Romaine, you've got who's started a short price favourite in this a couple of years ago, you've got Invincible Gem who's won it. As I've mentioned in Winning Post and Best Bets this week, we've had fairly warm favourites in this race the last 5 years, and they've been rolled every time. Can you see Elise getting beaten?
No. I think she looks a pretty bomb-proof winner of the race, really. I'll remain very consistent performer at this level, but she's got a better turn of foot than him. Vega Days, I guess, is your X factor. How much has he improved off the break? I think he won his first three and then ran second to the Autumn Sun. So look, there's a little bit of unknown about him, but I think what we know is that Elise is pretty good and $1.50. You know, if you're sort of really into the shorts, she's probably one of the better ones.
All right, well, we'll start with the better betting race of those two sprints, and that's at Flemington, Race 8, the Orius Star Handicap, Group 3. Over the 1,200 metres, last 2 years, the winner has gone on to Group 1 glory in the spring, on both occasions, because it was Voodoo Lad last year in the winter bottom, which was probably run the last weekend of November or something, maybe early December, and before that, Hey Doc, who went on to win the Manicato, and the races often some of the wait for age types choose to resume in this race. Uhud, the Group 1 winner, who is first up here, but the favourite marked in your winning post at around about $3.80 is Caesar, short priced favourite last time, coming down to Melbourne, and not much went right there. Daniel, how do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, Caesar looking interesting runner, no doubt. Obviously, the terrific win first up in Sydney. Not many horses do what he did that day. And then, yeah, a lot went wrong for him last start, as you touched on, Barks. But I was keen on one down the bottom of the page. Jason Call, runner, Sydney visitor. You Make Me Smile, who's second up here. And it's like very impressive second up stats. Three starts, three wins. You touched on, you know, the last two horses, the winner's gone on to win Group 1s. I'm not sure she's a Group 1 horse. She might be in time. She's had the 17 starts for 6 wins. But I think she's pretty good. I thought her first up run was quite good, despite doing a little bit wrong there. And she's never really been a fresh horse. Definitely, as I said, improved second up here. And the 1,200 metres is her ideal distance. So first go down the straight, I think, at each way odds, she's definitely worth a play, the 13. Milwaukee is having one of the rock hard sprinters I mentioned earlier. Loves the Flemington straight. Hope he can be ridden a little bit quiet. He's been up on the speed last few, and that's been okay. I think he's a better horse ridden with a sit. Caesar in next, and Holy Blade has been thereabouts, thinks the wrong price. I don't know why there's a big price discrepancy between him and the likes of Milwaukee and Malibu Style, about 20-1. So yeah, Holy Blade in next, but 13 on top of 7-4-10.
Yeah, it's a tricky race, isn't it? Sort of copying the bit of a trainer push here in number 12, Antar. Spoke to Jason Warren last week, and before I could hang up, he said, I've got one going in the Ori Star on Saturday week, and I think it can run well. And he was speaking about Antar. Look, he's a horse that went through the grades last prep, lightly raced. He had a couple of tendon injuries. But as I said, he went through the grades pretty well last prep. He got out to a mile. Yeah, no, he'd be pretty surprised that if he wasn't really competitive, and he's jumped out well leading into this. They're looking at a sneaky two-rack berth, so he's got to get his rating up a bit and obviously prove that he can measure up to that sort of level. And they've set him for the big track first up. He won a couple at the Racing.com Park Pakenham last prep. The big track seemed to be his go. So I've gone Antar to beat 11 Tribal Wisdom. Probably track weather dependent with him. I think the drier the better. He's beaten Osborne Bulls not long ago, so that says he's clearly good enough. He had a long break and then they kicked him off in a Galaxy in the autumn on the heavy. As I said, I think better than heavy suits him. I think he's one at odds. 13, You Make Me Smile, definitely including him. Likes to go quick, up on the pace, and he could probably try and dictate down the straight. And 4, Cesar, got to be forgiving. Not much went right. He did a lot wrong at Caulfield first up. The other horse I will include in my quaddies is Iconoclasm. He'll be very strong late.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Joel, I guess a query as we speak to the listeners on Thursday afternoon is how wet is the track going to be? The Bureau has made some fairly dire forecasts, but it was supposed to start overnight on Wednesday night, and there was a bit of rain, but I don't think there was quite as much as they were tipping. Needs Noah's Flood to get Flemington in the in the heavy range, so I guess we're fairly safe thinking it is going to be soft or better. I went for the two former West Australians, Malibu Style, and well West Australians in the shape of Malibu Style, and the former West Australian Reykjavik, the straight specialist Milwaukee, and Daniel's tip, You Make Me Smile, 2, 8, 7, and 13. Best and value bets for Flemington, Daniel.
Well, some of the values already touched on it. It comes up in that Ori Star, You Make Me Smile, 13 with the $11 mark. The best comes up earlier in the day. Race 2, very good race for the 3-year-olds. Mousy from the Snowden stable is one I've got plenty of time for. She's a helmet filly, super consistent. I think probably should have won at Sandown Hillside last start had she got out early. The winner, Sansom, who she meets 2 kilos better here, got a winning break while she was sort of stuck in between traffic. I think that's the best form line to look at in the race here. A few of these last start maiden winners coming from synthetic tracks. And they could well go on, but I think I'm going to stick with the city form. And you have Mousy on top. She's the best today. And the early support, she's coming from $5.50 to about $4 already. So pretty happy with that. So best of the day at Flemington, race 2, number 2, Mousy.
And Joel, we had your value bet as well in Antar, so you two are going head-to-head. What about your best?
My best is Romance, a race 4, number 8. He'll be in the sin bin for life if he doesn't win Saturday. I've been with him for a long time, and he's going pretty well this prep, to be fair, so maybe I'm a bit harsh, but I thought he was entitled to do a bit more at Caulfield last start. He was chasing Shah Hitsi and wasn't able to sort of match him.
You'd still be in front from the win 3 starts ago, wouldn't you?
I was backing him early. I thought he'd win the New Zealand Derby, so this goes a long way back. We've got beef going back a long way, me and Romancer. So look, he's got the weights to suit. I can, Jungle Edge, say, hits you. Could they get locked in a bit of a battle up front, maybe? And even though they're claiming, they're still giving away a fair bit of weight to Romancer. Lockie King won on him 3 back, so we'll go with him as the best. Antar is the value, as you said, and a couple of others I like at odds. Antagonizer in the second, and Humboldt Current in race 9.
My pendant, the best, hard to miss the first up run behind Sylvia's Mother. Won't be any flash price. And as usual, when in doubt, go for the benchmark 78 tip as your value bet. Dabia is coming to Melbourne, scratch from Sydney. Good win last start, and at around about $6 is quite a generous value bet by my standards. Rosehill Gardens is the venue for Sydney Racing on Saturday. So we do have not only the Missile, but the Rosebud. So I don't think we need to spend too much time on the Missile, Joel and Daniel, unless, Daniel, you're going to dissent from Elise, which you are not. So anyway, quick rundown of how the race is going to be run.
Yeah, well, Elise for me, yes, she just sits back, smokes her pipe and goes past them, I would have thought. Vega Days, as I said, he's the little bit of a X factor, a little bit unknown. 1 Le Romain and 5 Invincible Gem. As for the Rosebud, the other feature, you mentioned the 3-year-old stakes race. Now, I'm going a little bit out of the box here in the form of the Joe Pride Train Superium, number 8. He's 2 from 2, unbeaten. They've been at Bathurst and Wellington. So it's a big step up. Obviously, you've got the stakes class form of Anahi, Dawn Passage, Athiri. You've got the inform Luchicello, who's flying and stepping up to black type. And then we've got Superium. As I said, an interesting placement in that first prep. But the way he won suggested that he's got a fair bit of talent, this bloke. His Wellington boot win was really good. And his trials have really just taken my eye, this prep. They were giving him three. They were a little bit more... they showed a little bit more intent last time out. They asked him to win the trial, and he did. He wasn't vigorously ridden, but just asked to extend a little bit, and he did. So, look, I think he's a smart type, and I think he can... You know, sometimes you get these surprise sort of two-year-olds when the new season comes along that can just go ahead and links and bounds, and I think he can. So 8 on top from 5 Luchicello, as I said, fit in form, 2 Dawn Passage and 1 Anna Heat. I've left out a theory, but she's clearly a chance as well.
Just quickly on the missile, Lise, I've got a bit of a bet on her for the Everest. I'm hoping she comes out and does what's expected of her to maybe lock in her spot for that race. She'll be very hard to beat, obviously, in the Rosebud. I like Anna Heed here. Carries a big weight, obviously, but I just love the trial win. I think she's in for a ripping preparation. She's won first up, and I'm pretty keen. I love these Snowden fillies. So Anna Heed on top. Athiri in next. Didn't have much luck last preparation. She ran some very good races. A bit of a frustrating preparation for her. Excuses on a number of occasions. I think she should have had one or two wins there, but no doubt she can atone. Luchicello, terrific win last start. This is a step up, no doubt. And Dawn Passage in fourth. 1-3-5-2 for me in the Rosebud.
And Joel, your value bet is Superium, and your arguments for it both here and now and in the paper so convincing that I've knocked it off as my roughie on page 2 of Winning Post. But take us back to 11:55 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for your best bet, which is a horse called Savory.
Yeah, I was hoping that Chris Waller would avoid this with Luchicello and go to the Rosebud, and he has. I had really liked Savory's trials leading into the debut. I was keen on him. A few late scratchings, you know, knocked the price around, also knocked the depth around a little bit. It was only a 5-horse field. But the other highly fancied runner in the race was still there. I speak of Coco Cuba. Savory had to wear him down. He did it well. 1,100 to 1,400, perfect progression for this son of Savabeel. Barrier 1, we've seen him be able to take a spot. So that's not a worry about him getting buried away, I wouldn't have thought. So I'm keen on him. I think he can continue to progress through the grades. And the other race I'm keen to play in is race 7. Costello is going to be really hard to beat. I can make cases for Nahuel and 3 Desert Path at Odds, who I was liking for Flemington, but they've gone here. He should have won second up last prep in a benchmark 88. This is a 78. So, yeah, I'm keen to sort of have a bet around that race.
My best comes up, firstly, the Quaddy Race 6, number 7, Sweet Deal. I was keen on this mare last start. She led them up and just sort of tied late. Was beaten by a couple of inform ones in Smart Edge and Notation, who, as I said, were flying at the time. So no knock there. This is a touch easier. Still a benchmark 88, and the key is getting back onto a dry track, which is expected on Saturday. We'll sit forward again, like there's no speed in the race. Well, Tensi might lead, and she might just sit off him or sit outside the leader. But I think she's going well, Sweet Deal, and I think she can win. So she's my best, race 6, number 7. The value comes up in race 8. Resuming So Taken for the Chris Waller stable. I liked her trial, given a quiet time of it. Didn't really come out as the first gear there, and looked comfortable throughout. Goes well first up, and then towards the end of last preparation, she wasn't running far off the likes of Multaja, Laburnum in Group 3 races. I think she can make a winning return here over 1,200 metres with the scratching of the stablemate, Hoyt Brynhoes, racing earlier in the day. So Taken each way to $552 mark. Happy to take that. Race 8, number 2.
In South Australia, they are racing at the Punter's Paradise. Murray Bridge, Gifford Hill. Form pretty much stacked up. As expected at the opener there, a midweek meeting that attracted 136 acceptors. We're down to 84 for this Saturday Metro class. I guess it's all a question of the class of race you schedule. Might have done with a few 16-horse maidens or something just to add a bit of betting interest here, Daniel. But yeah, haven't found one No, yes, you have. Yes, you found one for us, which has been scratched from Melbourne and is running in Murray Bridge, and that's the Will Clarkin trained Magna Bella, your best, race two, number three.
Yeah, second favourite in the field, Barks. Currently favourite Magic Sunset for the McAvoy stable, of course, had the big day with all those short price favourites. First time they raced the Murray Bridge a couple of weeks ago, but yeah, I'm really keen on Magna Bella. I know stable have quite an opinion of her. Will Clarkin in an interview not so long ago saying that she'll be much better served at 1200 metres as preparation, and I thought her run in the Lightning Stakes over shorter, or a distance probably a little short of her best, was quite good. Should have just held her ground there. It was a strong listed stakes race. So back to this field, up to 1200 metres here, I think she's pretty hard to beat. I think the favourite's definitely under the odds, Magic Sunset. The value comes up in race number 5, number 13, This Kid Rocks. I really liked his Mildura Cup run, finishing third there.
Race five, number three.
The Mildura Cup, I think the form there are pretty good. Rat with Gold Tooth and Huss and Eagle are both genuine Saturday City class horses in Melbourne. And This Kid Rocks has been going quite well, and claims two with Kayla Crowther. This is much easier than what you saw there. I think $10 is well over the odds. So in oldest form, This Kid Rocks, go forward and take some catching. I think he represents a good play. Race five, number three.
Yeah, I'm off the bench for SA Racing this week, and I'm in the Sue Yanch stable here. And Birdie, my best, race five, number four. Forgiving of the first up flop on the heavy track, as long as it's back to the soft range, I think that'll suit her. She's a pretty consistent mare, 7 from 15. She bolted in a similar race 4 starts ago and wasn't disgraced in a Group 3 before her break. And my value in the last of the stable, mate, Elsvior, race 8, number 4. They tried him in the Bendigo Guineas at start 3, and he had a break after that. He was pretty good first up behind Counter Drive, and then had the big weight at Murray Bridge last time out and just missed behind Diplomatic Measure. Will be fitter for that. And yeah, has a bit of upside, I think, does Elsvior.
Doomben, the venue for Brisbane Racing on Saturday. They are racing on a good track, big fields throughout the day with the rail out 5 metres. And Daniel, you're waiting till late in the day for your special. Starting in race 8, your value bet number 9, the Chairman.
Correct. I thought his first up run was pretty good over 1400 metres. A distance that it was always going to sort of just be a run-on race for him to hope, you know, out for these, looking forward to these longer distances. And yeah, second up record reads very well, 54.5 kilos. I think he's well weighted in this field. Drops 5.5 from his last start run, and should get every possible chance over the 1630 meters here. It'll be hard to hold out. I think he's well over the odds, the Chairman. In the last, resuming Chris Waller runner in Impasse. Troll was excellent at the Gold Coast. The troll from, you know, okay, Varenz and Smug Satisfaction come out of that. And those two, Varenz ran quite well last week, and I was keen. And even ran on well into fourth, while Smug Satisfaction goes around earlier in the day and looks a good chance as well. Races well first up and drawn perfectly to go sort of forward there and sit just off the speed. I think it'll be hard to beat. So about the $6 mark, happy to take that. Race 9, number 7.
Just one for me, Italia Bella, race 3, number 8. She's a mare I've always had a fair bit of time for. I still don't think we've seen the very best of her. She needs dry ground, so she's got a few flops on wet tracks in her career. 1,050 is a bit short of her best, but drawn well, she'll get a nice run and just be very strong late. If she gets a bit of luck, she'll be very hard to hold out.
Speaking of big fields, they're getting them in Perth at Belmont as the Belmont season, I guess, slowly comes to a close. Probably head back to Ascot next month. BJ's best. Race 8, number 6, the Fugazi, and his value bet, race 7, number 8, Giraffed, at the juicy price of $17. Earlier in the day, Joel, it is Grand National Day at Riccarton.
Yeah, third day of their big winter carnival. They had the National Hurdle on Wednesday and the Steeple on Saturday. My best is Humble Pie, race 8, number 6, ran on the first day, last Saturday, and who held up for the early part of the straight and then worked home okay once clear. 1400 second up suits, won at this carnival last year in a good stable, and I think can make good improvement off that first up run last week. My value bet is Mamba, race 10, number 11. Racing pretty consistently up in the North Island, down the south now, and that form usually holds up pretty well. Pukekohe, the other meeting, my best is My Superior Girl, race 6, number 9, got back, hit the line hard for third on debut, 1400 suits, and my value is Friday Wolf, race 9, number 7. It's mixed the form a little bit this prep, but does had a couple of tough runs. Just has to run up to that last start second to be going pretty close.
Alrighty, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Narromine Cup Day, the main event on Sunday. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. Daniel?
I'll do a bit of a multi. My best all day is Magna Bella in Adelaide, race 2-3. I'm going to add a bit of juice to that. That price of 260 and Adelize in the missile stakes. I can't see her being beaten. So make the Bella into Elise. Gets about a $4 return. So $20 times 4, 80 bucks. Good return, I think.
John?
I'll go nice and early. Could be a long day for me, but Savory, Rose Hill, race 1, number 8.
All right. My pendant a little bit short for me.
She has come up short.
Better go with race 6, number 10 at Flemington. Assertive Approach to remain unbeaten. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.